Sustainable Berkshires is an effort by the county's Regional Planning Commission to curb the area's fuel consumption and increase its renewable energy resources. The commission's Lauren Garrity is working on the project. She says climate change has led to an increase in droughts, flooding, and washouts resulting from more numerous severe weather events like Tropical Storm Irene in 2011. She adds a warming climate will alter the region's sugar maple trees, which draw tourists during the fall months.
Our hillsides won't be as red and yellow, probably. And we'll be losing some of our spruces, which is kind of gives you that green contrast against the deciduous trees. So we're going to look a little different.
Garrity says Berkshire County doesn't use a lot of energy and won't alter global warming alone, but it can be part of a wider solution. Sustainable Berkshires is primarily focusing on how businesses can reduce their fuel consumption and even generate their own energy through solar, wind, and hydropower. The county imports 93% of the fuel it uses, while the remaining 7% is generated through a total of 338 renewable energy projects.
And if we can try to use energy more wisely or we can generate it at home, it actually helps our businesses stay more viable. That money that's not going out for fuel cost can be reinvested in the community or be reinvested in the company.
Garrity says the price of solar panels has come down 30% in the last few years, with the average building able to pay back its investment in about 5 years. However, solar doesn't produce nearly as much power as wind turbines. While there are more than 325 solar projects, just 5 wind projects generate more than 75% of the county's renewable energy. Still, wind energy remains controversial, with towns throughout the county supporting and rejecting proposals, as national studies produce conflicting results regarding the potential health impacts. Garrity says large companies have the staffing to address energy policies, but that's not the case with small businesses.
The backbone of our economy is our smaller businesses. They don't have the staff to do that. They're working from, you know, all day long trying to run their business, pay the mortgage, pay the utility bill, make sure the insurance is paid for the employees.
Sustainable Berkshires is recommending those smaller businesses hire an energy circuit rider to assist companies step-by-step through energy audits and incentives offered by utility companies through the Mass Save program. Nancy Nyland is the associate director of the Center for Ecotechnology. The company is contracted by Berkshire Gas and National Grid to provide energy assessments and make recommendations for individuals on how to make their homes more efficient. These include installing new lighting, sealing cracks, and improving insulation and heating systems. Most of these services are provided at no cost to the homeowner or are largely paid for by the utility companies.
And there are also opportunities now for people to in essence, lease their roofs, and so a company could come in and install solar, and you would not have an upfront cost or very nominal upfront cost, and then you purchase the electricity from them at a reduced rate.
Garrity understands people cannot become independent of fossil fuels overnight, especially because transportation is the largest producer of carbon emissions in the county.
We are spread out, and because our transit is limited not only to certain parts of the county, but also certain parts of the day. So that is the toughest one to crack. Unfortunately, it's 40% of our greenhouse gas emissions. It's because it's so difficult to try to change behaviors of the individuals.
Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.